Not enough psychiatrists, too little information, conflicting diagnoses. Through many months of reporting on children and mental health, these are common themes we've heard from parents. There's another one, the fear that their child might commit suicide. For some, the heartbreak is final. This was the case for one family in Bethesda, Maryland, whose son was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. All this week, you've been listening to a joint series from WAMU and NPR Ed on children and mental health. Today, in part four, Kavitha Cardoza reports on a parent's worst nightmare. And a warning, this story will likely be disturbing to some listeners.
This is Noah's room. It's his bed, exactly as it was when he got up New Year's Eve.
This room, with its mussed-up sheets and casually thrown school bag, is frozen in time. Stephen Marks comes in every day to, as he puts it, check in and say hi. His wife, Jana Marks, can't bear to enter.
It just makes me cry immediately, every single time.
I still think he's going to walk back in. And he's not.
Every day, more than 5,000 children between the 7th through 12th grades try to kill themselves. Thousands more think about it. Looking back, Jana and Stephen can't believe they missed the signs their son was so vulnerable. But they also can't believe the system failed them either.
Oh, this is violin, though. That's not singing.
No, keep going.
Both of them spend a lot of time scrolling through videos of their son Noah's many performances, playing the violin, acting in school plays, and singing.
Mm-hmm. There he is, right there. He's got a pink bow tie on.
Noah was popular, extremely artistic, and a good student. But he had another side to him. He struggled with emotional issues from the time he was young. He was cutting himself in elementary school and started therapy in middle school.
There were times that he had a very explosive anger when something didn't go his way.
He had really bad mood swings.
But we never quite put together that he was, struggling with mental illness.
Both parents thought it was normal adolescent stuff.
To a certain extent, there is drama when you're a teenager. Your emotions are going up and down.
Right, so even worse when it's a drama kid is having drama, because they can be extra dramatic.
There can be extra dramatic drama, yeah.
And it sounds funny, but it's true. Yeah. It's
true. Then just before he entered high school one night, Stephen heard some banging coming from his son's room. Noah's legs were dangling out the window, and he was babbling like a baby. It was a psychotic breakdown. He was hospitalized for 3 confusing, scary, disorienting weeks. Jana and Stephen say no one seemed to know what was going on.
There was nothing. There was nothing that the hospital offered us.
They gave us a brochure. It was ridiculous. Completely useless.
Noah had what was termed a mood disorder, much later diagnosed as bipolar disorder. He was put on lithium and an antipsychotic drug and discharged. Jana and Steve sit holding hands, surrounded by lots of photos and mementos of a life they've built together. They're educated, affluent, and have medical insurance, but that wasn't enough. They say there are several things they wish they had done differently. They just didn't know any better. They would have had the entire family in therapy, they would have involved Noah more in his treatment plan, and learned how to better support him.
And when he was in these manic states, he would stay up really late, and our response was, go to sleep. And that, it just wasn't going to happen. And looking back, maybe going and sitting down next to him, giving him a hug, and just being with him would have been a better way to do it.
Jana wishes she had insisted on more information from Noah's care team.
When Noah was hospitalized the second time, the staff should have spent more time with us explaining what was going on. We had very little contact with the doctor, a phone call.
Yeah, he called us when we were in a car to say we could come pick Noah up.
Right.
We never met the doctor. We didn't talk about a plan.
Jana and Stephen didn't think for a moment, and no one told them, that Noah was at risk for suicide.
People are afraid of the whole topic. It feels like something that's just best left unsaid or untouched, and that's a problem in terms of saving lives.
While Jana and Stephen looked to medical professionals for help, David Jobes says there's another player, schools. Jobes is the head of Catholic University's Suicide Prevention Lab. He says there are a lot of myths about kids and suicide. One of the biggest? Children don't kill themselves. And that's just not true. Children as young as 5 take their own lives every year. Another myth? Suicides are an impulsive, spur-of-the-moment thing. Again, not true. Job says kids can spend weeks thinking and planning. But here's the thing. Teenagers aren't going to tell their parents.
They're going to be letting their friends know, dropping hints, writing essays that their English teacher might pick up, telling coaches. There always is a history if you sort of dig deep enough.
He says school staff should watch out for signs.
Schools are in a pivotal position to make a difference.
And if you aren't sure, just ask.
Have you thought about taking your life? Just very direct. The more direct, the better.
Noah did post messages online, and he was hospitalized again. His parents thought the worst was over. Then in December 2014, Noah stopped taking his meds for the last time. He was adamant he didn't need them. His doctor signed off on the decision. Jana watched her son fall into a deep depression.
He really had a hard time doing anything. You could see it in his body, it was so heavy.
On New Year's Eve, he headed out with friends. Early the next morning...
There is a call.
Oh, I see, I was asleep.
There's police, there's been an incident with your son.
Mm-hmm. And I knew that it was terrible.
They found out later that Noah had walked up a pedestrian bridge over a busy highway. One of his friends tried coaxing him to step away from the side. He wouldn't listen.
And Noah started counting down.
Like New Year's.
Like New Year's, 10, 9, 8, 7. He kept doing it. At one point he was doing that, and the one boy who was talking to him kind of looked away, and when he looked back, Noah was gone.
Noah had jumped off the bridge. He was 15 years old. In the years since, Jana and Stephen Marks have spent a lot of time thinking about other parents.
I want to see parents who are in similar situations struggling to keep their kids safe, that they have support of what to do, what resources are there, how to manage your child, things that we were just trying to figure out on our own. That's what I want.
Jana and Steve have worked with Noah's former school to increase training for staff. They keep in touch with his friends, and they try to be the first one to reach out when someone needs help. But mostly, they just miss their son. I'm Kavita Cardoza.
Vera Carruthers contributed to this report. To learn about spotting signs of mental illness and for links to resources on preventing suicide, go to WAMU.org.